Former WorldCom CEO Bernard Ebbers has been charged with conspiracy, securities fraud, and filing a false document with the Securities and Exchange Commission. WorldCom's former chief financial officer, Scott Sullivan, has pleaded guilty to the same charges. John Coffey is a law professor at Columbia University. Good morning.
Good morning.
Will Sullivan's decision to cooperate and testify benefit Sullivan as well as the prosecutor?
Well, that's certainly the normal equation. That is, plea bargains occur in a very hard-nosed marketplace in which you get a sentencing concession for your testimony. Typically, you get sentenced, and then there's a sentence reduction that occurs after the prosecution decides that you have given the valuable testimony that they bargained for. As a result, you usually find that defense counsel, in this case for Mr. Ebbers, can be very, very skeptical and can attack the integrity of testimony that's motivated by this intense desire to satisfy the government.
You think Sullivan already has implicated Ebbers in the fraud at WorldCom?
We don't know that for a fact, but it's very likely. It's the natural inference. You would think the government would want to debrief him before they wrote the indictment that they filed yesterday. And certainly that's how they proceeded with Mr. Fastow a few weeks ago, that they intensively debriefed him and wrote an indictment based on his testimony.
Ebbers' attorney released a statement yesterday saying that Ebbers never sought to mislead investors, never sought to improperly manipulate WorldCom's numbers. Will the defense argue that Ebbers has been kept in the dark?
Well, I'm sure they will argue that. On the other hand, there are very few chief executive officers, particularly someone who was an imperial Caesar, as Mr. Ebbers was, who is totally unaware of what's going on around him. It may well be the case that Mr. Sullivan had more control over some of these decisions than Mr. Ebbers did, and that will be a legitimate issue for trial. But it's hard to convince a jury that the chief executive is totally ignorant of what's happening with regard to the company's financial policy.
Hasn't this investigation unfolded in much the same way as the Enron case, with investigators building a case from the bottom up?
Oh, exactly. This is deja vu all over again. In fact, there's really only one script for white-collar criminal investigations. You need to get the cooperation of the critical actors, and dominoes regularly fall against each other. But in both these cases, the chief financial officer, Mr. Fastow at Enron and Mr. Sullivan at WorldCom, held out for a very long time, for over a year. It's only as the date of their trial approached, literally on the courthouse steps, that they began to recognize the necessity of cooperation, because otherwise they faced potential jail time in the neighborhood of 25 or 30 years. And that threat does concentrate the mind wonderfully.
The strategy seems to have been working well so far in both cases.
Oh, I think the government is very happy with their success.
Why did U.S. Attorney General John Ashcroft travel to New York to make the announcement himself about Ebbers?
Well, I think that question sort of answers itself. It sort of demonstrates that this is a matter of political significance to the administration, to show that they have been tough on white-collar crime and that they've cracked down as hard as possible on the two key cases, Enron and WorldCom.
Is there more to come on WorldCom?
Well, there's going to be a trial, but I don't think we're going to see anyone else who's going to be implicated of significance. They have now reached the very top in the case of WorldCom.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
John Coffey is a law professor at Columbia University.